I'm going to open up this meeting. We do have a quorum. Just first recognize our Creator and thank the Creator and humbly ask that the Creator watch over our lands and our people and all the people on this earth. Yanko. Approval of the agenda, or call to order, starting with the Secretary.
Patty Heft here.
David Jordan here.
Greg Madsen here.
Ed Delgado here.
Melinda Danforth.
Okay, we do have a quorum. Approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Support.
We have a motion to approve, supported by David Jordan. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries. We're here to see if we want to consider repealing BC Resolution 32614B, Emergency Amendments to the Judiciary Law, and reaffirm GTC Resolution 1713B, Adoption of the Judiciary Law that established criteria for chief judges. This meeting is called because reading what we did on March 26th, and to say that General Tribal Council inadvertently passed a law or something inadvertently was not in the law. We're taking a lot of assumptions there. I don't know if we can say that General Tribal Council did something inadvertently. It was placed before them, and they adopted it as is. And those qualifications under the chief judges weren't in it. We can only assume, but that's an assumption. If a court of law would interpret that right now, which was presented in January of 2013, it would go by what was written and not the business committee assuming that the General Tribal Council meant something else. So That's my version of it. Melinda?
I don't think we're saying that General Tribal Council inadvertently did anything. What was discovered through the process here, and that's what we're saying needs to be repealed, is that earlier version of the emergency amendments that were adopted, because General Tribal Council did adopt the law in January of 2013. When we went back to look at the General Tribal Council meeting minutes and all of the work that the LOC did on the judiciary law, the General Tribal Council began discussions on the qualification of judges. And we discussed it, but amendments came from the floor of General Tribal Council to amend the section related to non-chief judges. So there was an understanding that there was a difference between chief judges and non-chief judges when we talked about qualifications of judges. Unfortunately, what didn't happen was when amendments came from the floor for the non-chief judges section, those amendments, we never went back to have the discussion with General Tribal Council about the qualifications for chief judges. So when we were going through this process and when we first met with the election board, when we first talked about the qualifications of the judges, we made the mistake and assumed that the General Tribal Council meant to include the list of bachelor's degrees for the chief judges. And so that's why the emergency amendments came forward in March, where we asked the business committee to consider clarifying the law. And now that we've gone through the process, and this is our first process for elections, and now that we received information from a candidate that was disqualified, that we went back through the process and we went back and looked and we clarified the General Tribal Council meeting minutes. We clarified the LOC minutes, and it's very clear that there was a distinction between what the chief judge's qualifications were and the non-chief judge's qualifications were. And so, as you know, I was gone last week on a family emergency, and Michelle and Lisa worked on this very diligently and have spoken with the election board. And it's my understanding, if you guys could confirm, that if we do repeal the business committee resolution from March, none of the candidates will be negatively impacted by doing so. So because if there was, then I would ask for us to just call the election and redo the whole thing. But looking at the list of candidates, the election board looked at the list of candidates and their eligibility, looking at what we want to do today, and none of the candidates will be negatively impacted. As a matter of fact, it will allow additional candidates to be eligible to stand election. I don't know the details, the names of the individuals, other than the one complaint that the committee has been receiving over the last week. So it's not intended to impact one individual, but it is intended to make that clarification. And again, it was a mistake, it was unintentional, and we'll take responsibility for it. And this is the solution that we're bringing forward to the business committee at this point. Unfortunately, it has its ramifications for tonight's General Tribal Council meeting, and the solution for that was to try and delete this agenda item off of the General Tribal Council meeting. So tonight, the judiciary will have only two components, which will be the compensation and then the movement of the judge from trial court to family court. So it wasn't, we're not saying that General Tribal Council inadvertently did anything. We're taking responsibility for the interpretation of the law, and this is our solution. This is our solution at this point. So when we're asking the business committee to repeal the resolution from 326-14B, and again, it will not have any negative consequences for any of the candidates that are currently seeking positions for the judicial system.
EC, what is your wish? What are your comments?
Do you guys have questions or comments?
Yeah.
We'll take our we're taking our fair share of the responsibility, because this is one of the, it's very hard, and I think the learning part of it here is we have to make sure that when we're talking about amendments coming from the floor on the laws like this, because we even looked at the fields that General Tribal Council added and said you can have a degree in family law. Well, you can't go get a degree in family law. Those are the kinds of things that we have to, make sure that we're talking about with them so that we understand exactly what their intent is, and also making sure that we go back and making sure that our questions are being answered as well, instead of just kind of trying to rush through everything. So those are the kind of the learning things from both of our perspectives. So,
Vince.
So, Mr. Chair, I have been following this. Obviously, we've been working on these matters at the LLC, and Lisa and Michelle this last week were working on this piece. I wasn't able to unable to attend the LLC meeting last Friday. You guys hit it on Friday, right? I have been tracking what they're doing, and obviously that was pretty much the only piece I missed. I do support the action. I think it's necessary. Councilman Danforth has laid out why. So I'd make a motion to repeal BC Resolution 326-14B, the emergency amendment to the judiciary law, and reaffirm GTC's Resolution 1713B, adoption of the judiciary law that establishes criteria for chief judges.
Support.
We have a motion made by Vince Della Rosa, seconded by David Jordan. Discussion.
I was just asking, Vince, if you could include in your motion that we notify the election board immediately of this action.
I concur.
So it's in the record so that we can make sure that we're conducting business.
The consequence is that if you qualified under the January 7th, 2013 General Tribal Council action, you will qualify for this election?
It's not a consequence, but it's the qualifications are clear now, and that no candidate will be like excluded from the ballot. So that's why we're, if there was a consequence of that nature, then I think we would have said we need to stop the election because somebody's going to get harmed either way. But by doing this, we're including people instead of excluding people.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I can just clarify. And that's only for those people who have already put in their application. It
right.
doesn't include
mm-hmm.
any new people. So mm-hmm. I just want to mm-hmm. make that clear.
Right.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. Are we ready to vote? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Motion to adjourn would be
so moved.
In order. Motion
second.
To adjourn. David Jordan, seconded by Paul Ninham. Discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
So just so you know, for tonight's General Tribal Council meeting, then we're going to change the presentation. The one thing that we want to make clear, though, is that if General Tribal Council still wants to have discussions on the qualifications, it was clear from Chief Counsel's opinion during this whole thing that if anything comes off the floor at GTC about, you know, say they say, no, we don't want to delete it, we want to talk about it, and we want to add qualifications or delete qualifications, that will not impact this election. It will impact future elections. So just to be clear. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we